as you thought you were. You are not as funny as you think you are, as I let you feel. And if you ghost on me again, these tits will ghost on you forever.
What it takes for us one day. Watched a fight between a artsy couple escalate. Strawberry cheeks flushed with defeated rage. Then he spilled his coffee as he frantically explained. Screaming. As she ran, panicking and weaving through the crowds on Oxford Street, watched his world dissolve in his hands, tried to roll a blend and put his head between his knees. Maybe if she took a prize, she would know I did it. Somehow stop her leaping.
Hello, everyone. Shh. This is Kim. And you're still listening to Poets Adolescents Glow on 91.5 FM, WFM, Medford Trust Reform Radio. Woo! That was so Amelia. Woo! She always... That was her... A shout out to Amelia. Can I actually have the headphones? Because I feel like they don't exist to me right now because I can't hear them. Okay, thank you everyone for tuning in. We have Molasses Disaster right now in the studio, and you know, Tufts legends like, you know, I don't know, the Great Molasses Disaster, the flood. Can you guys just tell us, like, who are you and what are you about?
Sure. So we're Molasses Disaster. And what are we about? Wait, one word.
Spunk.
Spunk? MGMT.
Spunk or spunk?
Spunk. Love.
Spunk. Kindness.
Kindness.
Friendship.
Friendship.
Joy.
Joy. And community.
Those are some great words. Can you introduce everyone in their band, in your band, and their instruments?
Yes, of course. I'm Ashton. I'm on vocals. Noah DeYoung is on the keyboard. Sarah Stampleman is playing guitar. Noah Cutler is on the drums. Carter Wagner is on the bass. Today, making her molasses debut is Adrian Merman playing guitar and vocals. And we have Andrew Kerpel on the sax.
Yes. We were just thinking that I think Andrew is going to set the record for most PAG appearances. Because we were talking about that last week because we had a few people who were on like for their third time and we were like, you know what?
Dude, Andrew's on like 3 weeks in a row right now, almost.
Yeah, and you're coming on in like probably another, I don't know. Soon, you'll be back so soon. Okay, I'm just like so excited out of my mind. And I need you guys to play your first song.
Dude, your set list is like, everyone should be like very excited.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk. I just want to hear you. So go ahead.
Washing windows with
beautiful introduction. That was Angelina by Pine Grove.
Yes,
that was, I loved it.
We love Pine Grove. Rip Pine Grove. They're either broken up or on hiatus. We're not sure.
Right. Can I have it? Yeah, thank you. Pine Grove is so good. Have you guys heard of the Pine Grove like dance move or whatever, the shovel?
Yeah, last year we were playing Need To as like a regular song like a million times.
Has anyone heard of that song actually? Does anyone know? No, kidding. Yeah, it's kind of like the grit. Well, I really resonate with it because like I love to gritty.
Exactly.
But grittying is kind of like I do it in my own way, and it kind of is like the Pine Grove Shuffle, and
yeah, it's like an avant-garde gritty.
Right, and I don't think the people realize that that was me. You know, like I started it. But the world just falls in my footsteps sometimes, and just can't do anything about it. That was amazing. You guys are so talented, and I'm so excited to hear more music. So please play your next song.
Okay, the next song we're playing is by Maggie Rogers. When she was doing her master's program in Boston, I met her at the airport in the Uber pickup area, and I sent a photo to my friend and said, "This girl looks so much like Maggie Rogers," and she said, "You're stupid," and then we had a great conversation. So this shout out to you, Maggie. If you're listening, I'm sure she is.
One of these days I'm gonna wake up smiling. One of these days I'm gonna cry. When all of the years start to blend in together, watch them disappear in your eyes. Remember the days we used to drive up the state, singing indie rock songs in the car. You wore your fresh leather and blamed it on the weather for being the reason you were. Oh, it was so difficult, so invincible, irresistible, but I loved you still. And wipe all the past from my eyes. Curl up next to you in tall grass sunshine. Wrap my body shape around your side. Remember the days we used to ideate about what we would do all our lives. I'd be a singer in an old bourbon drinker, and we'd have the band on the side. I was so difficult, so secrets in store, your weaknesses in your white t-shirt, but you couldn't fill the shoes I laid on for you from the guys who came before. You were all the way and I was halfway out the door. Oh, you were an animal making your way up the hill, and I was going in for the kill. Oh, all of our lives, was it worth it? I know that you know that I know you're the best, and I know that we both could forget all the rest if we just can.
That was really good. I've never heard that song, but I'm gonna listen to it now.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it was really good. I do want to give a little like time update. You guys probably will have to not play a few songs, like maybe 2 to 3. So maybe start thinking about that now. But I'm not really going to talk. I want you guys just to play, because I want to give you all the time in the world that I can possibly do. So deliberate, and everyone follow Molasses Disaster on Instagram if you don't already, to you know, just see their awesome funny pictures, and stay tuned on updates when you can see this amazing band. Is that okay with everyone?
Yeah, and we have a Twitter.
And a Twitter, yeah.
Molasses Disaster.
It's actually X, but yeah. Okay, well, keep on playing.
Okay.
Is this thing on?
Yeah, yep. It's on.
All right. You're hearing the voice of Noah drums. Confused with Noah Keys, the other Noah. This is my first time on the mic for Molasses. I've been silenced for far too long, and now I get a chance to speak and play one of my picks. This is a song called Snake, low-key song of the year for me. Enjoy it.
Amazing.
I knew I was wrong. I had to walk down to turn, get a good look at my ways and how maybe I learned something from wringing out my shame. I had to lay down with her if just to see it was the same thing that got me before. Right. I thought about it all night. I love the snake right in his face. I've seen the way he blinks that eye at me, but I'm not afraid. I heard we're all gonna die in a cascade of system failure or in the blink of an eye. Just as upset I'd be at least as mad as you were when we crawled into my bed. But I do regret running right up to the red. I hope the water's down in acetate or clear in your head. But I'd still drive for several hours on a dime if you dropped every damn thought in my mind, but I want you to know that I'll be holding that line, and I believe in all your mercy, and in the weight of the tide as it is pulling you back towards me. You know that I am always yours, if you'll still have me. Though you're tired from that long walk over the chasm, but my idea of love is that it's lasting. but my idea of love is that it's lasting.
I've also never heard that. So that was Noah's pick?
Yeah, Noah Drums.
Good job, Noah. Great song. Well, I don't really know. You guys are just... Well, okay. So far, we've had some chill songs, which is kind of new from my perspective of you guys. I feel like I see you a lot performing at live shows, and it's like crazy and so lit. But you guys have so many different... sides
range.
To you.
Yeah, like Noah said, we have range. We like to bring them so up. True. We like to bring them down. This is another one, another chill song, but we're bringing Andrew over. He's, as they call him, the village saxophone, self-titled. And
he's coming in, I think.
He's heading over, yeah. But this is like another chill one that he's been
he's
really
He's running in.
By. Oh, he's literally
classic
sprinting.
Andrew entrance.
Listening over the radio, you can't see, but he's like sprinting like a mile. I don't know.
Yeah. He just like flew. He just leaped in.
He just set the world record for the, I don't know.
10-yard dash.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay, we'll get into it.
No difference to me, babe. You look exactly the same to me. Ain't no time crossing your legs inside the dark, poison your coffee to your lips the steam. You saw the masterpiece. She looks a lot like you. Wrapping her left arm around your right, ready to walk you through the night. You whisper to a restless ear, can you get me out of here? This place smells like piss and beer, can you get me out? You were asking me how to get you free. I only know the recipe to Rome. You saw the masterpiece. She looks a lot like you. Wrapping her left arm around your right, ready to walk you through the night. Old stars filling up my throat. You gave them to me when I was born, and now they're coming out. Laying there on the hospital bed, your eyes were narrow, blue and red. You took a draw of breath and said to me, you saw the masterpiece. She looks a lot like me. Wrapping your left arm around your right, ready to walk you through the dogs and brothers. There's only a little much letting go you can ask someone to do. So I'll keep you by my side. I will not give you to the tide. I'll even walk you in my stride, Marie. Cause I saw a masterpiece. She looks a lot like you. Wrapping your left arm around her right, ready to walk you through the night.
That was beautiful. I love that song. I love Big Thief, as you know, who doesn't?
Dude, in high school, I would play that song like by myself, like on my guitar, and I would like belt it in my room, like alone. And I can't even sing, so it probably sounded awful, but it was fun.
That's such a, yeah, that I get that.
Beautiful.
Ashton, I wanted to ask, what is your like singing journey? Because I don't know that, and you have such an amazing voice.
Thank you. I did choir in high school. My high school was 300 people and there were 100 people in the choir. So it was like,
wow.
Everybody did it. And it
was
super
crazy.
Fun, but I was like never really that into it. I was like, whatever, like the class clown for the choir, like the choir clown, like the choir jester. But in high school we had like a class that was like contemporary music ensemble. So each class group was in a band. So it was like this.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. And then I'm here. So.
So true.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's true.
Okay, what are you guys playing next?
It's a surprise.
Okay. I'll just keep my mouth shut. You guys go ahead.
She'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She
I love Hall & Oates. Yes. That was so good. Piano intro left me so on edge. That was just heavenly. Are you guys playing any shows coming up?
Yes. We're playing a basement show on the 2nd of November. We'll post about it on our Instagram, so stay tuned for updates, but like a Halloween show.
Halloween.
Halloween theme in costume. Yeah.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Okay. I have to plan out which outfit I'm gonna wear what night, and this will now change that, I feel.
Very important.
So,
and we'll be in group costume.
Yeah, you're gonna wear your molasses costume on Saturday now.
Oh yeah, I'm actually dressing as Andrew Kerpel. So I guess I'll have to do that Saturday, or maybe I don't want to confuse people. Maybe I should do that Friday. I'm not sure. To figure it out. Okay, let's keep going.
This is a new one. Shout out Claro. Thank you.
I love it. Beautiful. Who doesn't love that song? I love that song so much.
I have a question for the audience. Why, and Sarah asked this question yesterday, why has everybody decided to release the same song, or different songs with the same exact name in like a 2 month span? Juna, Juno, Serena Carpenter, another Juna.
Wait, who?
Flip Turn.
Oh.
That's just, it's too many.
The movie Juno.
The movie, Sarah, yeah, and...
I think it's just the collective imagination of society.
We live in a society.
We do. And that society loves Juno, the movie.
Guys, I don't know. Maybe it means something about... I don't know.
There's something there.
It must mean something about... that's it. That's the sentence. Okay. Keep playing your instruments.
Everybody loves you, baby. You should trademark your face. In the park to you, but maybe I'm first in place. Place card, no cash, no credit. Best guy, don't speak, you said it. Look at you, skip the application interview. Sweet life, elegant. Look at you.
Yeah, you saw us dancing.
Pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah. That was lit. You guys played that live, right? Sometime.
No, this is the first time we played that.
What? Really?
We played Rush.
Oh, that's why. You know, Troye Sivan, you just get everything mixed up. It's all the same. Sorry. Well, that was really good. That was really fun. That was not the last Andrew song, is it?
That was the last Andrew song.
No!
Thank you, Andrew. We love you.
Please don't leave. we'll be back, okay, well, I'm sure. Maybe. Maybe we should switch that condenser. Yeah, or, let's do it. Well, when is the banjo song? How many?
Two. We have one, two, and then the third one.
Okay, so we'll wait. Okay, keep going.
So this next song, so actually a fun fact about this band is that a very common thing that happens is that I suggest a song and everybody says, Noah, that's a great idea, we're going to play that song. And so this is just one example of that. This is a Noah song, Noah Keys, and we're going to listen to it and play it. It's going to be good. Okay.
Also such a beautiful song. The song is very spring.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, and Constantine comes running in.
It is. It's like such a like late spring, early summer song to me.
Yeah, me and Constantine recently saw the Brian Eno documentary, Generative documentary. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Could say so many things, but Brian Eno believes that when you make an album, you have to know what season and what month it's coming out in, because that heavily impacts his, at least, songwriting.
I mean, it impacts like your state of mind when you're listening to it. So I think it's important too, yeah.
So true. So that's our 2 cents.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
4 cents, because we're two people.
4 cents, two people. Introduce your next song and keep playing, if you want to, unless you want it to be a surprise.
We love this song. We've been wanting to play this song for a while, but we need another guitar on it. We're so happy that Adrian is here with us today. Thank you so much, Adrian.
Yeah.
Well, I get up and down and very close to people's lives. You've got some things you can't erase. And me, I've got mine. I know that you want to be seen and to be heard. Oh, to be loved, it's not a crime. The root of the game, what you stand to gain, and everybody's gonna lose their
That was so beautiful. Angelic, if you will. Is banjo coming up? Yes? Banjo? Yes. Get in there, Constantine.
Cue banjo.
Cue the banjo. Yeah, that song is such a classic. It's so good. I feel like that song... I don't know if it's fall. It could be the turn into spring as well. Not really sure. Anyways, Sarah Stampleman not only plays the guitar amazingly. Fun fact, everyone, me and Sarah, she's not listening because she didn't have her headphones on, but me and Sarah were in German 1 first semester of my freshman year, one of the first people I met at Tufts. I'm gossiping about you, Sarah. One of the first people I met at Tufts, and I was like, yeah, I play guitar. And then afterwards... I was confronted after class about playing guitar, and I was like,
another
I don't
fun
know.
Fact about us meeting each other is that Sarah, Noah, and I met each other in stand-up comedy club, and I walked in, and I didn't know anybody, and I saw two chillers sitting in the back looking so cool, and I thought, those are my people, and then like a year and a half later, we formed a band, so I think that's pretty beautiful.
That is beautiful. I love it. But
Oh yeah, and then the other two, Ashton and Noah are in TFL, which is a different comedy group, which has a show tonight at 8 in Barnum. Everyone should come. Plug.
Let's play some of that banjo.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Come to TFL. Amazing. Beautiful. Okay. Play.
Should have said so much to you, which is lame, but maybe kind of nice. Scratch off some birthday card. Your name on a grain of rice. And I've been 6 and 7. Not terrible, but it's too long. We still talk, but now it's changed. Does it hurt more to just move?